Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? You don't know what that means. Well, we'll have the usual. We got to talk about NXT last night, which I actually think was the greatest NXT television show that they've ever ran. I had some people make a couple of other suggestions, but in general, it's pretty much agreed this was the best NXT television show they've ever had. And joining us to talk about that show today, Lance Storm. Lance has got to do a lot of traveling for TNA this coming week, and so he couldn't do the regular show. And so therefore, Mike Sempervivi's got the day off, and Lance will join us to talk about the NXT show, which had a bunch of NXT TNA matches on it. So that will be cool. So we'll talk about that, as well as the Dynamite lineup for tonight. We know a little more than we knew yesterday. They're basically going to start a new tournament. So if you're a fan of tournaments, if you're a fan of CMLL, have I got the show for you? So we'll talk about that, plus Collision viewership and Stephanie's Places. She's got a new podcast on ESPN+. We'll tell you who all of the guests were going to be as she travels around asking all of these questions and such. We got some possible future matches for NXT. Coming off Roadblock, we'll tell you about Julia and what is up with her and plenty more. If you want, text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
For decades, America's offshore oil industry has relied on Port Fourchon, Louisiana. But now, as wind energy continues to grow, many of these vessels, these companies, these people are building and servicing the offshore wind industry. Moving equipment, installing turbines, transporting crews, it's a huge opportunity, and we're proud to be a part of that.
U.S. Offshore Wind has already announced over $25 billion in infrastructure investments. Learn more at cleanpower.org, sponsored by the American Clean Power Association.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. And before we go to Lance, should mention it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday here on the show. And that means that after this show, there's an hour break. And then at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it will be After Dark Radio today. And we do have a guest. I texted the guest. Everything seems to be all right today, unlike the last guest, who has been rescheduled, by the way, but now they have to wait till the end of May. But the Reverend Bill Bean is going to be on the show today. He's actually been on Coast to Coast, I think, twice last year. And we're going to talk about exorcisms and demons and such. So that'll be 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. And if you listen to the show and you have any questions, you can always send questions to me to ask the guest, the Reverend Bill Bean. And you can send those to Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. And I will never forget, I was listening to Coast. I can't remember who the guest was. This was years ago. I might have been listening with Vinny in the car, in fact. And George Norrie was promoting the show. And he was gonna head to the commercial break or whatever. And he goes, coming up next, Giants, Demons, and Other Issues on Coast to Coast AM. I thought, Other Issues? Is that how you describe this? Giants, Demons, and Other Issues. I never thought of Giants and Demons being issues. But when you really think about it, a haunted house can be an issue. So we'll talk about that today.
If you had a demon, you would have an issue, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a big issue when you think about it. Yes.
Maybe you can get his take on Finn Balor.
Maybe. You know, we always have these guests, and I'm like, oh, man, they're going to ask me, you know, ask some wrestling question or whatever, and I'm never going to ask a wrestling question. And then, like, you know, three quarters of the way through the interview, turns out the guy's a wrestling fan. So if that comes up with Reverend Bill Bean, maybe I will ask about doing a demon gimmick in wrestling. Is that a good idea to do a demon gimmick? We'll find out. All right. I guess we got to talk about the NXT show last night. I'll do the full review at the end of the show here. But Lance, you watched it, and you don't watch all the NXT, so I guess I can't ask you the question if it was the greatest NXT TV show of all time. But I guess I could ask, was it the best one you've ever seen?
I would have to go back to compare, but it was fantastic. It certainly had the feel more of a PLE than a weekly television show. I thought the theater at Madison Square Garden looked incredible. It looked like a great venue, a lot of fun, and it just felt like big match after big match. And a lot of the backstage high school-esque tomfoolery that I'm usually not a big fan of seemed to be in short supply, and I really enjoyed this show.
You know, I've now determined that now that we've seen NXT and AEW go on the road and start running these smaller buildings, I'm all for it. Like, we've seen the same thing on some of these Dynamite shows. I mean, we talked about how they needed to run smaller buildings, and then it was around the time they ran the Hammerstein Ballroom, and it just looked so awesome, that Hammerstein Ballroom. And, you know, it was got me thinking, what's the problem? Like, obviously, you know, there's the ego aspect. We'd rather run big buildings than small, you know. But if you take that out of the equation and you just talk about, like, you know, forget the ego. What do the fans watch when they're watching on television? These buildings are awesome, dude. And there's a lot of, there's not like identical Hammerstein ballrooms, but like there's a lot of cool ballrooms and we've seen them. The theater at Madison Square Garden, that thing looked awesome. That place looked great. A lot of these Dynamite shows have looked great. You know, they ran an NXT house show in Seattle, and I think it was like the Paramount Theater or something in Seattle. You know, not a very big theater. They run like plays there or whatever. But this was the coolest building. It wasn't on TV, but it was just, we went there live. So I'm all for these small buildings, but it was a great show. They had five matches. Every match I thought was great. And I guess the big stories, I'll go over the results and we'll, let's talk about the show now. Why not?
So it opened up through.
Yeah, whatever. It opened up with Obaf. I mean, it's bigger news than like what Stephanie's talking about on our podcast. So the opener was the Hardys versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier, TNA tag team titles. I mean, this was a great match. It was like big dive, big dive, big dive, big dive by the babyfaces early. Hardys cut him off. Babyfaces make that big comeback. They try a dive again. This time Frazier gets a side effect on the floor. Hardys hit their plot twist, which is one of my favorite double team moves. And then finally, Axiom tries a drop kick, accidentally hits his partner. And then Matt hits Axiom with the twist of fate. Jeff hits a senton, crushed poor Frazier. Pinned him, and a big Hardy chance afterwards. They retain the TNA titles on an NXT show, and the Hardys did a interview afterwards, and they want a shot at the NXT tag team titles. So that could happen, I guess, on an NXT show, but I thought this match was great.
Yeah, it was. The Hardys, they're like one of the best teams to work because they're so over. Their stuff still works, and Axiom and Frazier are fantastic. And just to be technical, they were, in fact, going for their high-low combo move when Axiom accidentally hit Frazier with the dropkick into the finish. This was so much fun, and I would imagine, based on their age, I would imagine Nathan Frazier and Axiom were pretty damn excited to get to wrestle the Hardy Boys. Because they would have been probably fans back when the Hardy Boys were doing their initial run in WWE.
This guy here in the chat says, time to break up for Axiom. I can't think of a worse idea. Because here's the thing. Yeah, have they done all they can do in NXT? Yeah, probably. But what are we going to do here? Like break them up and call them up to the main roster as singles? That sounds like a terrible idea. If they've done all they can do as a team in NXT, then they should be brought up as a team to the main roster because we got a lot of teams. And, you know, it's not like, well, you want to do the Motor City Machine Guns, have them go NXT and then break them up and then call them up to the main roster? That was the whole problem I've had with Chase U. It's like, why didn't they at least try calling up Chase U? Instead, they broke him up in NXT. It was the hottest act they had. And then they fired Duke. And then we haven't seen Thea. We haven't seen Riley. We rarely see Andre Chase. It's like they were all stronger as Chase U, and they would have been way better off at least trying it as Chase U on the main roster. But no, do not break these men up. Break up Theory and Waller.
give me these two guys against the Motor City Machine Guns for, like, you know, a dozen matches, please.
Bro, anybody, look at all the teams they've got. The War Raiders. You know how good a match with these two against the War Raiders would be?
I have to, hang on, before you go any further, I have to put over the opening of the speed match between Ivar and...
The opening of it? It was only 3 minutes.
Yes, but the Fry Takayama spot has been copied 10 million times and, in my opinion, never really looks all that good. This is the greatest version of the Fry Takayama spot since Fry Takayama. It was fantastic. These two guys looked like they were just punching each other right in the face. None of these punching them in the rear deltoid stuff. This was fantastic.
Well, knowing these two men, it's possible they were punching each other as hard as they could right in the face to recreate that spot. And I guess it's not really a spoiler because, I mean, whatever. But Ivar is challenging for the speed title. He's gone all the way. So hopefully he wins. He beat Dominic Mysterio. And so it is Ivar versus Dragon Lee coming up in the speed finals. So there you go. All right, then we had Jada and Mickey James having a meeting. Sounds like Jada is going to be next in line for Stephanie for both of her titles. And they're teasing that for Mania weekend. We had Stax, Luca, and Rizzo backstage. And there's going to be a six-man next week. And Tony D's like, how come you didn't add me to the sixth man? And Stax says, listen, it was my fault you lost that that match last week, the title. I need to handle this. And Tony says, well, you didn't cost me the match. But if you want to handle it, go for it. So Stax has taken the lead after all these years of the Intermoss. Then we had Roxanne and Jordynne Grace, which I thought was also an excellent match. Great heat. And ended up with Roxanne working her leg over the entire match. Clips a knee, head scissors, DDT, goes up top, missed the frog splash. They go back and forth. And finally, there's a back fist rolling DDT made in Japan. Jordynne pins her clean as Roxanne's on her way out. Great match. We'll talk about it with Lance after the break. Observer Live.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I guess that Jordan Roxanne match, also a number one contenders match. So we got her and Jada fighting for that spot. So what it looks like to me, Lance.
Yeah, I had to keep reminding myself Jordan wasn't a TNA person in another interpromotional match because I've been working with her for the last few years in TNA, so... Very happy for her success. I thought the match was really good, and I'm looking forward to whenever she does face the winner of the main event of this show, not to spoil the show that already happened.
And we had Undertaker meeting with Obafemi. They fist bumped. And then, golly gee, we had Obafemi and Moose for the NXT title. It's one of those matches where, like, they didn't even do, like, an angle. It was like Moose was in the ring. He called out those nerds. Which, by the way, they beat that guy up a month ago. There's been no follow-up. Now they're beating up other dudes. But Obafemi called out those geeks, and then out comes Moose. And all they had to do was just look at each other, and everybody was going nuts, going crazy. It's all they needed to do. They had a contract signing or whatever. That press conference, nothing. They did nothing to build this match. They didn't need to.
We did.
Just wanted to see it.
We did on TNA. We did some tremendous build. Listen to the Vinny V show that went up yesterday. He put it over.
Is that
like
on
crazy.
Our site?
It is on WrestlingObserver.com. I4WOnline.com.
All right.
Big
well, anyway,
v show.
On the actual NXT show, they didn't do anything. But everyone was really excited for it. So anyway, I was excited going in. I was like, this match is going to be awesome. And it was better. It was actually better than I expected it to be. It over-delivered in my eyes. And just two hosses. This freaking Obafemi is so strong. Like, he is throwing Moose around. And some of this stuff, it's like, sometimes the guy goes up for you. Sometimes he doesn't. You just get him. And that's what happened here. Catching him like it's nothing. Throwing him around like it's nothing. And all sorts. They had the most simple spot. It was Moose hits a superplex, and he's going to roll through into another one or a Falcon Arrow or whatever, like Seth Rollins does. And he goes for it, and Oba just reverses it into just a regular suplex, and this place went nuts for that spot. So finally, at the end, Moose spears him. Oba kicks out, goes for another spear, pop-up powerbomb, 1, 2, 3. Total simple finish. It was great!
Yes, and you are correct. Oba is a very strong person. I would quote what Moose said about him, but we are on terrestrial radio, so I cannot use the adjectives Moose used when he described how strong Obafemi was to me. But yeah, it's fun when you get two very similar people going in there, and I think that's why you didn't need a ton of hype. These are two big, bad men that... with about the same size, and people wanted to see them fight, and it was fantastic. And like you say, Oba got the upper hand on this evening, but this was a lot of fun.
You know, it's interesting because I was watching Collision last Saturday, and Momo Watanabe was going to get a match with Serena Deeb, and... She's had zero matches. Momo's had zero matches on any AEW television show, like television, if you're watching the television show, Rampage, when it existed, Collision, Dynamite, she'd had zero matches ever, okay? So they put her in the ring with Serena Deeb, and for reasons unknown, they went 50-50, but that's not the issue here. The issue is that crowd, that Collision crowd, it was like very clear that they didn't have any idea who Momo Watanabe was. And, you know, you'll have certain people that will appear on AEW television from New Japan or whatever. And, you know, the fans will know who they are pretty quickly. But not all of them. There's a lot of people who, you know, the majority of the audience that paid tickets to go to the show, they don't know who these guys are. But, man, I don't know what it is with TNA, but Moose showed up, and he's never been on NXT before. He's never been on WWE television. But that very first appearance, not this match, the very first appearance of him, that place went crazy for that guy. And it's been like that with other people who have come from TNA as well. So it's kind of, it's amazing because you think that AEW would be the audience that knows everybody, but their audience has changed. And, you know, for whatever reason, this NXT audience is very, very familiar with TNA.
Yeah, Joe Hendry got a big reaction.
Yeah, Joe Hendry.
And not just NXT, at the Rumble itself.
Yeah. Then we had the deal with Fallon screaming about her title rematch. And she gets blown off again. This Ava. And then Ricky Saints walks up. He wants a match with Ridge. And Ava's like, sure, go for it. No problem. I'm like, wow, Fallon, she is getting screwed here. And then Ethan Page walks up and says, nobody here wants an outsider. Ethan Page, Javon Evans street fight. This is another great match. This Javon Evans, actually, I mean, Ethan Page is awesome. Ethan Page can have a great match with anybody. And Javon is like so much better than his push. Although, by the grace of God, he actually won. Wrapped the chair around Ethan's neck, springboard cutter, got the pin. This was the best match they had together. It was an excellent street fight. I mean, it was like, great match, but like, not too crazy. Nobody got hurt. Whole deal. And
finish was excellent.
The what?
The finish was excellent.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, I've been begging for them to do something with Javon. And then, you know, when they set him up with this feud with Paige, it was like, you know, Paige broke his face or whatever, and everyone was like, oh, man, Brian's going to be so mad. And I wasn't mad at all. I was like, okay, here's a guy, a former NXT champion, who's going to put him over in the end. Like, it was great. I liked this whole feud. I thought it was awesome. And I like to see the finish. But, man, when those lights went out, and Javon gets his big win in a street fight over Ethan Page, and who should show up but the Bookworm and his three buddies? I was like, no, please, God help me. Not Javon versus these geeks. That's not a step up. That's a step down. So, anyway, I like the match.
Yeah, Page was really great. He's the perfect opponent in a lot of ways for Javon because he's not a guy whose appeal and his strength is his arsenal and his moves. So he's not out there trying to, you know, go 50-50 with moves. He's playing a traditional heel and just being an obnoxious jerk and letting Javon do all of the exciting, great stuff, like that dive that just about cleared everybody and everything. And so it's a really great balance because Ethan knows how to get heat and not have to try to also be 50% of the excitement in the match. He let Javon be the excitement, and he was the heater and the catcher. It was really great.
Well, we had Sean Spears' new group, They're the Culling. They trademarked that a while ago. Now you know who the Culling is. They're going to be Culling Geeks. That's what it appears to me. Had an Eddie Thorpe promo. He was attacked by Trick. They had a good brawl. And then, like, the main event was Stephanie and Julia, winner take all, North American in the women's title. And, I mean, they had a rush. They were rushing through this match because it's not a PLE. They can't have an overrun. It's got to be done by the top of the hour. And man, it was just boom, boom, boom. So Julia, there are two things going on. There is some minor, I was told, visa issue. And there's also an injury, which is listed internally as, quote, undisclosed. So I don't know what it is, but she sure didn't work like she was hurt. I mean, they were just, this was probably, I think maybe the best match she's had since she came to NXT. And probably of all the matches she's had, the closest to one of her stardom matches. And they're just doing all sorts of crazy stuff. They're doing butterfly suplexes off the top, 100 miles an hour. And then finally, Stephanie hit two super kicks, two cradle backbreakers, whatever they call that move, and pinned her and won the title. And I don't think it's the knee. People are trying to guess what it is. I don't think it's her knee. But anyway, they let her do the match, and she looked great. But now she's gone for a while. So hopefully she's back soon enough. But Stephanie, double champion, celebrated. They were just shooting off that confetti when they had to rush off the air. But looks like we got at least a couple of challengers for Stephanie. But that match was also great. Everything on this show was great, top to bottom.
Yeah, it really was. And obviously the injury can't be too much because the woman was working really hard and not showing any signs. I would suspect that if the visa issue, which often requires you to leave the country for the final processing to come back in, might be a case of, hey, if you're going to be off for a couple weeks for that, why don't you deal with whatever nagging minor annoyance you have? Because clearly she wasn't hampered physically in this match. This was quite good.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw an internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, man, that After Dark sounds awesome. Giants, demons, and other issues, I hear? Yes, it's coming
up. A little over
up.
An hour.
Yep, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, everybody. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. If you have any questions for the Reverend Bill Bean, send them to me, Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. And we'll ask some on the air. Isn't that exciting? All right, we got some news here. Where to even begin? So, AW now has 4 things announced for the show tonight. And they are these. Kenny Omega speaks. MJF speaks. Orange Cassidy versus Hechicero. And the Beast, Mortos versus multiple question marks. All right.
That's part of that tournament?
Well, I'm going to get to that. That's not much of a lineup right now, coming off that awesome pay-per-view this weekend. So that's all we know. They're doing a tournament. They are doing an AW International Title Eliminator Tournament. So tonight are the Orange Cassidy Hechicero matches and Beast Mortos versus question mark. And then we've got next week, Ricochet versus Shibata and Mark Briscoe versus Mark Davis. And then the winners are in a 4-way on the 19th. And on the 6th, at the AEW Dynasty pay-per-view, this is on pay-per-view, it will be Kenny Omega versus the winner. So Kenny Omega versus Orange Cassidy or Hechicero, or Mortos, or question mark, Ricochet, Shibata, Mark Briscoe, or Mark Davis? Who's it going to be?
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. That's what everyone thinks. Kenny Omega versus Mark Davis for the international title on pay-per-view. Well, that's the tournament, and that's what we know for tonight. It's amazing because we actually know... We actually know the exact same number of matches already for next week's NXT, which is Trick Williams, Eddie Thorpe for the in an NXT Underground match. We got Chelsea Green versus Sol Ruka. So Chelsea is giving Sol a shot at the U.S. title after Sol Ruka pinned her in a tag match last week. Ricky Saints faces Ridge Holland. And we have The Family versus The Culling. Stax, Luca, and Rizzo against The Virgin, The Driver, and Izzy Dame. That's that match. So there you go.
Well, come to think of it, it's not really a tournament as much as 4 qualifiers for a 4-way number one contenders match.
Well, it's a tournament, you see.
Not really.
I knew you would find a way to question whether it was called a tournament or not. What is a tournament, Lance?
It's not that.
Well, you want me to ask ChatGPT?
Sure, go
okay,
for it.
Okay, we got nothing else to do here today. Let's do it. Hey, what is a tournament? I always start with hey, so, you know, we seem friendly, me and ChatGPT. Hey, ChatGPT says, a tournament is a competition where individuals or teams compete against each other in a series of matches to determine a winner. So that's fine.
Not really.
Yeah, there's a series of matches to determine a winner.
The series ends. There's 4 singles matches, and they just have a 4-way. It's a qualifier for a 4-way.
Well, that's a series of matches.
No.
Yeah, because a 4-way is a match, brother.
Yes, but it's different, so it's not a series. It's now different types of matches.
What kind of tournament are you curious about, asks ChatGPT. I'll ask. What would you call a tournament where there are 4 singles matches leading to a 4-way match to determine a winner? We'll see how smart this thing is now. I'll bet ChatGPT ain't gonna know what's going on. It sounds like a four-way final tournament or a fatal four-way tournament. Look at that.
Yeah, it's not though.
Four singles matches, the winner of these matches advance. The setup combines elements of a single elimination tournament with a multi-competitor final, which is common in wrestling and combat sports. It is called a fatal four-way tournament or a four-way elimination tournament. So, Lance, you stand corrected.
No, I don't.
By ChatGPT.
Because ChatGPT is...
Bro, it's a robot! This is robot versus robot!
From the internet where people are mistakenly calling stuff like this a tournament.
Look at that. Look at that.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Terrible. Saturday's collision with no WWE competition was up 29.6%, 363,000 viewers, and a 0.10. So, not much else to add. They do better when there's not wrestling competition. I think we've learned that.
Especially giant PLE competition.
Yeah, it doesn't do too well against those big shows. All right, so I guess we got to talk about it. Stephanie's Places. She's got a new podcast on ESPN Plus every Wednesday through May 28th. So I guess you can just download it as soon as the clock switches over or something. It's not like, I guess it's not obviously live. They seem to be all pre-taped, I guess. So here are the episodes. March 26th, the first episode, CM Punk. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it is. The Return of CM Punk. I see. It's so sometimes she interviews more than one person. Okay, so episode one. She will first visit her husband, Triple H, at the new WWE headquarters, and then she will head to Cleveland for SummerSlam, where she meets up with CM Punk. So this was taped 9 months ago or whatever. His shocking return to the ring. And then the April 2nd show, she will meet with Cody Rhodes at Center Stage in Atlanta.
What are they doing at Center Stage?
Well, it's just the home of WCW, so they're going to meet him there, yeah. She'll talk about his unique path to WWE stardom. How much of that path do you think they're going to talk about? And what he envisions as his legacy. I actually can't wait for Stephanie to interview Cody at Center Stage about his unique path. Then we've got April 9th. Stephanie visits the Performance Center and meets up with Rhea Ripley and Shawn Michaels. She will talk with Rhea about some stuff. And later, Rhea surprises Stephanie with a dramatic makeover to prepare for a wild entrance. Yes, yes. That reminds me, Lance, you were a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an interview with Shawn Michaels. I don't have any idea where. But the point is, he was talking about the Performance Center and getting people ready for the main roster and this and that. And he said, in his opinion, the women do better than the men as far as, like, getting up to speed. They get up to speed faster. Did you find that?
I don't know if I would say that, but I would say that a higher percentage of the women that came to me picked it up and had an aptitude, like a much higher percentage success rate. I think perhaps women are a little more realistic than men. So you have a lot more of the, oh my goodness, why did they think they would be a professional wrestler? I would say the majority of those are dudes. But I certainly had a very high percentage of successful women, so maybe they do pick it up better.
And we've got April 16th. Stephanie spends a day with Steve Austin at the Broken Skull Ranch to learn about how he became Stone Cold and his life after WWE. The two end their day with Stephanie experiencing Steve's newest adventure, off-road racing. It's going to be one of those things that, like, I'm going to end up loving these podcasts. Then we got episode 5, Charlotte Flair. Stephanie meets with the Queen, Charlotte Flair, at Nassau Coliseum. Talk about the evolution of women in WWE. And then they take a helicopter to MetLife to relive her epic WrestleMania 35 arrival. Interesting. I hear they're no longer calling Seth Rollins freaking. Is that true? That would be almost the best news involving Seth Rollins that I could hear.
Apparently they've dropped a lot of the one-word monikers as part of their official name for talent.
Excellent.
I think Dom is no longer Dirty Dom, and I think Bronson Reed is no longer Big Bronson Reed. They're allowed to just be people, and you can use adjectives as you wish.
Okay, I like being able to use adjectives as I wish, because I like Dirty Dom. But like the fact that everybody, including people like CM Punk, had to brand him, like you couldn't say his name unless you added freaking, I thought was so stupid. Now, if they can just get rid of those outfits.
One step at a time, Brian. One step at a time.
Roman Reigns in the Bloodline is April 30th. She hits the open waters of Miami on a yacht with Roman Reigns and the Bloodline to discuss the Anoa'i family wrestling legacy. And then she enjoys some traditional Samoan cuisine. Yeah. Episode 7, May 7. Pat McAfee cannot be stopped. She's going to sit down with Pat to find out how the art of a WWE promo helped him become one of the biggest names in sports and entertainment. That's how that happened? I didn't know that.
I didn't know he was one of the biggest names in sports and entertainment.
Well, he is, but I mean, I don't think it was because of those promos, but maybe. I thought it was his punting. That's what I always thought. And yes, it's a video podcast. Then we've got episode 8, Alert Granny, digging deep with Undertaker.
Granny has to review that.
Is it MSG? I bet they taped that this week. Meets with the Undertaker to discuss his career and his own iconic moments at the Garden. Episode 9, May 21st, Triple H gets his second appearance. They head to Las Vegas to take a look at the pageantry and spectacle. So this must... Okay, so it sounds like most of these, the first 7 episodes, I guess, have probably already been taped. And then 8, 9, and 10 are to be taped, because this one will be taped when they're in Vegas for WrestleMania. And then episode 10, it should be interesting. Stephanie meets up with John Cena. She gets a tour of his personal gym. Find out how he stays at the top of his game and winds down his incredible career. That actually will be interesting if he's playing heel and then has to do this podcast May 28th. And he'll probably be champion at the time. So that's the podcast, everybody. ESPN Plus coming up. And then we've got this thing. So March 22nd and 23rd. I'm going to try to explain this in a less confusing way than we did on Observer Radio. I don't think I can. Well, anyway, that week they're going to tape Collision. But Collision is not going to air over 2 hours on Saturday night like it normally does. They're going to tape 2 hours, but then they're going to air 2 one-hour shows on Saturday and Sunday following NCAA tournament games. So they're hoping to get a big lead-in on Saturday and a big lead-in on Sunday. And that's the build to Dynasty, which will be April 6th in Philadelphia. So you got that, Lance?
Mm-hmm.
They're filming a 2-hour show on Wednesday after Dynamite, splitting it into 2 shows Saturday and Sunday after the NCAA tournament to take advantage of that giant lead-in. All right. Back in a moment, Observer Live. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here with Lance Storm and Max the Dog. What do we got coming up with TNA? Don't you have a show coming up?
We have Sacrifice on Friday.
Wow.
With a 10 men in a steel cage, Moose and Jeff Hardy in a ladder match, Mustafa Ali and Santana, Masha and hopefully Cora Jade. And many more. So it's a big show, Sacrifice, on the TNA Plus app, as well as, I assume, YouTube and Fight and all the other places you can find our app specials. So Friday from El Paso, Texas.
So still no Cora Jade update.
I'm assuming the company's in the loop, but they don't tell me. So I'll find out.
Did they tell you anything, Lance?
Well, if I asked, I suppose. Okay. But
you don't care.
Well, it's not going to change anything.
You're going to put together a match one way or the other. Who cares?
Yep, it'll be somebody.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this show up, everybody, but we got a lot coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern here on Sports Byline USA Live. You can listen on Sports Byline for free. Tune in Radio Sports Byline, YouTube or Twitch, however you're watching this show right now. After Dark Radio, Reverend Bill Bean talking demons, exorcism, and more. And that's 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And then late tonight, it'll be Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave, AW NXT, and all of the news. You can sign up today for everything, newsletters, podcasts, the main website. And we got a half-off deal going right now, f4wonline.com/new. That is f4wonline.com/new. And if you only want the pay-per-views for your device, we got Apple Podcasts, f4wonline.com/apple. Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, and YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. So sign up today. It's WrestleMania season. No better time. So check it out. And that's it. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, old Semper Vivi, everybody in the studio. Talk to you in an hour. Wrestling Observer Live.